Now, the final little point is be a worshiper. Now, you're going to think this is very strange. Be a worshiper. And I'm going to read to you. You've got your Bible open to Hebrews 10. Turn over a page to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. This is so important. Hebrews 12 from verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. Now, sons means men and women. Do you know, ladies, that you are sons of God? That is a neuter gender, and I believe this is the reason that the Bible uses that, is because in Bible times, daughters, women had no rights. That's why we are all sons of God, men and women. We have rights in the kingdom of God. We have a right to the inheritance that God has provided to us through the will and testament of Jesus Christ. Now, have you forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons? My son, do not despise the chastening, the correction, the discipline of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked or corrected by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which we've all become partakers, then are you illegitimate and not sons. And if you have the old King James Version there, it uses the very unpleasant title, bastards. Now, read with me verse 11. Now, no chastening, no discipline seems to be joyful for the present, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Now, the book of Hebrews was written to Christians, Jewish Christians. How can God, through the writer of the Hebrews, call his children bastards? Illegitimate, if they are his blood-bought children. They are his children, and he is their father. But they are not allowing him to be a father to them. They are refusing to be disciplined by their father. They are living rebellious, ill-disciplined lives. Look, let's be honest. We see Christians like that everywhere. Living in self-will, self-centeredness, self-indulgence, pleasing themselves, going through outward mechanics of being spiritual, but when you get to know them, they're not at all. Those are the sort of people God calls bastards. They are almost like illegitimate children because they are refusing to accept his discipline. Now, I've spoken to you about the attacks of the devil and how to withstand them. But what about when the Lord comes along and permits something to happen, an abrasive circumstance or some prickly personality that we have to work with or live with that we can't get rid of? Understand, the Lord is disciplining. He's pruning off areas of your life that are getting in your way and getting in his way of using you. They may even be wrong and sinful, and he certainly wants them out of the way. Now, when something like that happens, and it really puts a bit of pressure on you, there are one of two attitudes you can have. You can get really on your high horse and get arrogant with God, and say, why has this happened? I would like to know. Hey, it's great if God tells you. But what you're intimating is, I want to go to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I want to know why. The far better attitude to have is, Father, my Father, I am your child and I'm submitting to this discipline. I don't understand what is happening, but keep on purging me and pruning me because I understand this is you doing it. Because I want to bring forth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. I want the rubbish out of my life. I want to please you with the spirit of excellence. I want my life to hit the target and I want to achieve all your destiny. Lord, I come to the tree of life, not the tree of knowledge. If you show me, Lord, that's wonderful. But if you choose not to show me exactly why this is happening, I submit to your discipline. I come before the tree of life, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have time to give you a study from the book of Genesis about this, but it says in Revelation, his leaves are for the healing of the nations. That speaks of Jesus. I come before the Lord Jesus and I bow in worship. Lord, it hurts. It's a sacrifice. And that's when God appreciates it. I'm going to bow before you in worship and I'm going to love you. And God says, you're my child. You're my child. I tell you, the quicker we do that, the quicker we learn the lesson, the quicker we allow that discipline to take effect, the quicker the pressure will go off, and the quicker we'll continue in service.